Two Republican lawmakers have filed a proposed state constitutional amendment aimed at blocking a federal health care plan in Florida. Senator Kerry Baker of Eustis, also a GOP candidate for agriculture commissioner, says that legislation pending in Congress amounts to socialization and would let the federal government choose a person's doctor and ration treatment. The House sponsor, Representative Scott Plakin of Longwood, called it a power grab by President Obama and the Democratic Congress. WMNF spoke with Representative Plakin just a short time ago to talk about his proposed legislation.
Yeah, H.J.R. 37 and its Senate companion are our idea to try to make sure that Floridians maintain choices over their health care. Some of the plans that are being talked about in Congress right now would impose fines or additional taxes on employers or individuals that didn't take certain plans. So this basically provides freedom in our choice for our own health.
Now, Representative Plakin, isn't this maybe a bit premature? The House nor the Senate have actually even voted on any bills at this time.
Well, I don't think so, because this will be next session, and this is something that permanently should not be anything that we should be facing. If the founders of our country knew that we were talking about nationalized health care plans and the such, they probably wouldn't believe it. So this, I think, needs to go forward regardless of what Congress does right now. It's part of a bigger picture of, with the Obama administration and even before that, the federal government overreaching into things that really should be the purview of the states. So this needs to go forward regardless. Now, I will admit this spurred it, because who would have thought a few years ago we'd be facing such a program?
We're speaking with Representative Scott Plakin from Longwood and the Florida Legislature. Representative Plakin, now, of course, we are having this raging debate about health care in Washington right now. And obviously, once the Congress breaks for its August recess, I'm sure there'll be town hall meetings throughout the state of Florida here. Do you believe that we do need health care reform of any sort, or you think that what we've got going on right now is sufficient?
Well, of course we need health care reform, just not something that would take away choices from our citizens. So this bill really doesn't take a position one way or another on health care reform. It simply says that we cannot be forced. I think the words in the bill are compelled. So we clearly do need health care reform. But I think we have to look at the perspective that people from all over the world come here to get health care. We don't normally go to other places. There seems to be maybe for political reasons, a degrading of how good our health care really is here in the United States. So the starting point needs to be that we do have a fine health care system, but there are some problems with it that need to be solved. But a government-run plan is not the way to solve it, and there's plenty of evidence around the world to suggest that that is not the best way to go.
I think I've heard you call this a power grab by the Democratic Party. Now, of course, during 2007 and 2008, especially last year, Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, the two leading candidates of the Democratic Party, spent a long time discussing health care and their health care plans if they were to become in office. We did have the election last year. President Obama was elected. So a power grab, you make it sound like it's something surprising, perhaps. The Democrats seem like they've been pretty insistent that if they got into power, this is what they'd like to do.
Well, it's interesting. Also, in President Obama's campaign promises, he talked about not raising taxes and so on and so forth. And the bill as it stands right now has taxes and penalties for both businesses and individuals. This is actually a small business destroyer, this plan. I'm also the owner of a small business, and I've got a lot of friends that own small businesses, and this will have a very significant negative impact. And that's the hiring engine of our economy. That's what creates jobs. So President Obama didn't talk about the other side of this, how much it will cost, and who's going to pay for it.
Indeed. I do believe he said he would not raise taxes over $250,000, and as of yet, he hasn't done that, and we don't know if that's going to happen with this legislation yet.
Well, I think this is a backdoor way of doing it in taxing small businesses, and if I'm not mistaken, there's an 8% penalty for businesses and a 2.5% for individuals in the bill as it's written if you don't go along with their plan. And again, going back to this bill would be embedded in the Florida Constitution to say that we will not pay federal fines for a choice that we make that we think is in our best interest for our own health care. And that's almost as simple as it can be. Again, I'll go back to the founders of our country. To imagine that we would be fining individuals and companies for not picking a health care chosen by the federal government, they would be outraged, I believe, and rightfully so.